Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiancé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
I'm alive, y'all. Puglia's alive.
I'm alive.
Puglia. Puglia is alive.
Puglia.
Anything is possible. Puglia's alive. Osama bin Laden is dead, and Puglia is alive. Anything's possible. When I saw Puglia the rat, I lost my mind. I haven't been that excited.
I kind of thought that rat would be dead.
Oh, I thought he fed it to his cat.
I just realized the cat.
Life is miraculous.
The cat and the rat are getting along in harmony.
The rat was sitting on top of the cat. Then there's a dog. Natalie's got a dog.
But we all.
It's a wildlife sanctuary up there.
Why can't we all get along?
I'm telling you, this is a sign. When I saw Puglia still be alive, I said, there's hope out there for anyone who's in a dark place. Because Puglia could have easily been destroyed.
True.
But true. Mike kept Puglia.
Mike kept Puglia.
Puglia, 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 Puglia.
I know who wasn't happy about that, and her name is Butter.
And Butter's back.
Butter.
I can't tell
back
you.
Back and looking more Butter than ever.
I said, how is it possible her hair is worse?
It's worse. Yeah. I don't think she's got it. This time she told the producers, I'm not wearing that fancy base on my face.
You know what she looks
like? She calls
it
base, not foundation.
Remember South Park with the bus driver who had a bird in her hair? That's what the bus driver screams.
Yes.
That's what she really reminds me of now. If you put a bird in Butter's hair.
Doesn't have the, it's not smarter than a fart.
Natalie's about has the IQ of a fart. So Butter's back, Puglia's back.
We still don't know if Butter called her a hooker.
Hooker gate.
We don't know.
You know, it's the single life.
Golly.
Back to the wood.
That's what was my favorite. Hello, Josh. I'm in the wood. I'm in the wood.
I'm in the wood. This was...
Into the wood, it's time to go. You have to see the rat, you know. Into the wood.
Into and the just wood. Avoid the butter.
That's when she's just churning butter.
I was so happy to see butter. I forget.
Single life is so good.
I forget. Oh. Well, the last episode was a snooze.
But it's bad.
I forget how it. What they can do with single life is they can create a rogues gallery.
Yes.
And all the little things that we really miss.
Oh, yes. I mean, so. Who knew that Natalie wasn't the only great? Tiffany Gray gave us, just classic overthinking Tiffany. Tania is dating a woman for the first time, and she's a terrible dater.
Boy, didn't that become apparent?
And who knew Caesar is a dramatic and actor, can cry basically on cue. This episode had it all.
Yeah, this is one big bag of delusion. Yeah.
Yeah, and sadly, I think the biggest bag holder of that is Debbie.
Me too. I think that's true. Weirdly, I think the show is trying to convince us that it'll be okay. But I think she will settle because she's 70.
I mean,
when I'm 70, I'm not settling.
Don't settle. Don't ever settle. Life is too short. Even if you're 80, life is too short to settle.
What do you think settling is? Just out of curiosity.
I
don't think people even know if they're settling sometimes.
I think settling is, that's true.
Thinking you deserve more.
Sometimes, I've been in situations where you settle for something and you think it'll get better. But for Debbie, it feels like she's just, but they also seem to have a lot of fun.
Right.
I mean, they seem to really like each other and he seems to treat her well.
Yeah,
he does seem a little controlling to me. I get that vibe. I feel like Tony can really put in his opinion of her life right now. When he said, I don't care if Colt likes me or not. And I went,
you should.
That's her son.
Yeah.
You should.
They don't know one another.
They don't know one another.
But let's talk about Scream first. Actually, before we do that, y'all, Love is Blind finale, the final two episodes dropped on are going to be dropped on Friday.
Wednesday.
Yes, thank you. When is this?
You're going to scream and say, shut the fuck up. If you're from Los Angeles, or San Diego, you relate to this. It's raining right now, and it completely throws all Angelenos off of their mind. We're all just like, what? What's happening?
I'm very overwhelmed today.
It's raining. It's like 60 degrees outside. People are dressed up like there's a fucking polar vortex coming.
I had to go out and run errands today, and it took me almost 25 minutes longer.
Oh, yeah. People are driving. It's just insane.
So, you're taking your life into your hands.
I was sitting home waiting for a chair to be delivered today.
And it didn't even... And I just realized
it's the wrong day. We're all out of sorts.
Boy, what privilege. What? Just waiting for a chair. That was on your to-do list. Jesus.
You haven't ever been waiting on a dick?
Yeah, but that's worth it.
It's a nice chair. I'm excited.
Oh, God.
God, it was on sale.
Again, I don't need to know.
Poodle hates it when he tells you something's on sale, y'all, because you know who does that?
My mother.
His mother. She tells him
She has to tell me the exact cost, because I know I would never...
Because what if
I got it from an open box.
What if you ever
That's
said
her other
to your
thing.
Mother...
She loves an open box.
Would it crush your mother if she says, oh, Jaybird, I bought this chair and I got it on sale. And you said, well, Mom, how much did you pay for it? And she said, I paid $500. And if you said something like, oh, my God, you paid $500 for that chair? I've seen it at least for $200. Would she be destroyed?
No, she would demand I show her that. And if it turned out I was... First of all, I wouldn't do that. And if it turned out, I'm not cruel like you are. If it turned out that I was correct, she would demand her money back. It would be put right. No, you know what she would do? She'd return it. It's that simple.
She couldn't stomach handling it.
No. No, absolutely not. It would be tainted by then.
And every time she'd look at that chair, she'd go,
It would be returned. She will get the cheapest possible price for things. She won't let them pull one over on her, as she says. Like I say, this is the woman who asks in Walmart, is there one with an open box?
In Walmart?
She loves an open box.
In Walmart?
Yes. But then she takes it out to see if it looks good. We need to move on.
Wow. But yes, but love, yeah, is, love blind. Is blind. We're very excited. Honestly, y'all, this is on Monday when we're recording this. We're gonna watch it later. We're excited. Be sure to check our TikTok and our Instagram because we're gonna film our reaction to the I do's
or I don't
or I don't
I don't or I do not or peace
or peace. So you're gonna see our react. That's gonna be on our TikTok. Especially our TikTok or our Instagram. So follow us there. Love is Blind. Let's see. Love After Lockup. What? There's something else I wanted to... Oh, we're going to be doing our reunion of Love is Blind that will air. We're doing that with Mary Payne from Pink Shade. So that airs. She's going to be able to watch that on Wednesday. So we're going to try to get that out soon. But that might be a couple of days later. So. Yeah.
But you will see the final episode. We can maybe drop that early if we want.
We can probably drop it Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because our embargo is only until 12:01 on Wednesday.
Yeah. So I'm glad you read that. I'm glad. Because half the time I don't know what you do.
I'm a maverick. I'm a loose cannon.
Yeah.
I don't have to do what people say.
We asked if we could get an interview with the Lacheys. We have no response. Just wait. Y'all. Manifest it, and it'll come. Darcy and Stacey are
in
January.
They manifested their new season of Darcy and Stacey.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to read. Where's my phone?
It's over there.
Why's my phone over there?
Because you put it there.
Well, I can't. I'm wearing my headphones. Talk to them.
Okay. Talk
Turn
to
on
them.
Timey.
I'm turning on Timey. What are you trying to do with your phone?
I want
to
read.
Here it is. Okay, I want to read
a synopsis.
Yes. Aw, everybody's posting these old pictures of like NSYNC and Backstreet Boys are posting old pictures, and I'm like, who is that cute little twink there? And it's Aaron Carter, and I feel bad. But look how handsome he was when he was a little younger.
Oh yeah.
Bless his heart. That's just so sad to me.
It is quite sad. Addiction and mental illness, y'all.
Those are the villains. Okay. Why won't that pull up? Anyway, I messaged Darcy and Stacy from our Reality Gaze account just to say congratulations. We're excited about the season. And I asked if they're going to, they didn't respond, but I said, is there going to be a Bridezilla moment with Stacy? They didn't respond to that. But hold on, where is
okay.
it?
Okay. Please speed this up.
Oh, it's fine. I'm just looking for, it's in our message thread under our queens. Where is it now? This rain is really just discombobulating.
Yeah, this would be happening regardless of the rain.
Oh, Jamal didn't respond to when I told him he looked cute with his arms, so I don't know what happened to that.
I can't believe he didn't block you. It was really creepery. That's what I'm saying. You need to do your own feed with that.
What? I wanted to know that Reality Gaze supports him.
The Reality Gaze feed should not be to leer.
I wasn't leering. I just wanted to be like, we support
and making
your
creepy
arms.
Comments.
If you were
a heterosexual male, women would be uncomfortable around you.
Well, I wouldn't do that if I was a heterosexual male.
But you shouldn't be able to do that as a homosexual one.
You know what? Men could be objective. Straight men could be objectified. Learn how women feel.
I don't have a problem with objectifying straight men. The way you do it is creepy, I find.
I said, sugar, your arms look good. Okay, so I wrote, and just Darcy responded and said, I'll let you read Stacy's. But Darcy said, oh, thank you, guys. Love you. So excited to share a journey. Heart, 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 heart. And then what did Stacy say at the very bottom?
Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Heart, heart, heart. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
You love him. Ready.
All right.
You did not enjoy that? I did.
No.
Del Poodle's just looking at me, just sitting here.
We're in Scream. Scream.
That's right. Scream.
Scream. She's saying Scream so many times.
That in the wood.
In the wood.
And she's going back to it, and she literally is like it is like the second act of Into the Wood, where a giant has killed someone, and she's kind of going back to all these things she knows. She's a little excited, and it's just sad.
She is, and what's weird is she says,
forever to get there.
Look, oh, I'm sure. She's like, this is what I saw when I first came here.
If you happen to take a ferry to get somewhere, that's a long way.
It's remote.
A long way.
I think people who live out those places are okay with that, though. They choose it.
No, that's... Would you ever...
I don't think Natalie chose it, but...
What would it take for you to fuck a guy that you would have to take a ferry ride to get to?
I won't fuck a guy on the west side, so... I don't cross the 405.
You really don't.
Yeah.
You really don't.
That's the no dick boundary.
No, yeah.
I'll go, really, I'll go east. I won't go west.
I don't think the dick is as good west.
It's not.
I think they're way more like in their head and not good.
Yeah. Past the 405 is, y'all, I'm going to need pictures and preferably a video.
Yeah.
To see, yeah.
I'm a little gun shy of it, too. Of that. Remember that one time that I had sex with the one guy and then his brother wanted to have sex with me and it was like they were roommates?
I still think that's a made-up story.
That weirded me out.
I think I would leave. Yeah.
I did. After one of us had sex, but then I left.
I left after it was over. Oh, wow. Anyway, y'all, we walk in. I did not know, but besides that Puglia is alive, which is the biggest shock of the season.
Yes.
Not Tania dating women, not anything else that was revealed.
I'm a lawyer.
Puglia is alive and breathing and evidently looking healthy.
Looks
and
great.
Well.
Looks great.
His or her eyes are
there,
a lovely
there
shade
eyes.
Of red.
I think you can say there.
There.
Yeah.
And there's a dog. Numeria?
I missed the name, Numenor? And I didn't care. Numenor, like in Game of Thrones?
Not Game of Thrones.
In Lord of the Rings?
Lord of the Rings.
Well, you know, that tracks for Mike. That does track.
No, it's Natalie's dog. Said Natalie's dog.
Really?
Yes.
We never saw her get a dog.
No.
Did you? I liked them when she was talking to, this is a little later, but when she was talking to Josh and she's like, oh, I must go. I recognize trees. Trees. Trees.
These are familiar trees. Remember when she loved it? Yes, she hugged a tree.
Hug. Oh, I make that. Oh, yes, she loved that tree. So, but we also learned, y'all, okay, we kind of already knew this, but Butter has moved in.
Butter has
moved over Parquet
6 months ago. And y'all, the butter shortage has not affected the Butter OG.
No.
She's fine.
She's
don't worry.
Full I need to ask you a question. What happened to this couch?
What it happened has to this seen couch? Better days.
There's so many different blankets that are covering it. I don't know if because there's tears or there just needs to be a plethora of blankets.
I think they are a blanket household. I think there's a lot of...
Puglia needs a blanket. The dog, Numera, whatever.
Numenor.
I have a question for you as well. What do you think this house smells like?
That is an easy one.
Okay.
Vegetable soup.
Okay. Vegetable soup.
Yeah, that is the overriding note.
Canned vegetable soup.
A little bit of sour milk.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Mildew.
Okay.
Mildew. And with back notes of B.O.
Okay.
Yeah.
Butter B.O. or Mike B.O.?
Mike B.O.
Mike B.O. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not that neither one of them really smell. B.O. is just always there.
Oh, it's just there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And so Butter, he tells her that Nally's going to come get her thing. She's like, so you're going to spring this on me?
What you making tonight, Mom? Spaghetti.
And she does say, he says, the old girl's, she's like, she's old, but she's still got some scratch and claw in her. And he's like, shut up.
Shut up.
And what's up, Punkasaurus?
Punkasaurus. Did you notice that when she started talking, when she said the whole thing, she's like, maybe she should have used her head instead of running off. Her IQ's about the size of a fart. Just a lying, cheating, scamming snake. And then we heard, it literally played fucking like harmonica. She sounded like, what's the John Goodman character from Big River?
John Goodman?
John Goodman played him in the Broadway show.
Did he?
Yes.
The Royal Nunsuch?
The guy who, like, the bad guy.
No, that's Pap.
Is that the old guy that
sings? That's Huck's father.
Who sings Government.
That's Pap. Yeah.
John Goodman played Pap.
Yeah.
She sounds like Pap singing that Government song. Well, you dadgum government, you sorry sucking souls. You're lying, cheating, scamming. You ain't smarter than a fart.
Didn't you say your father enjoyed that song?
Oh, loved it. He saw that at Ardmore Little Theater. Oh, Jeff Jelona sang that. Rest in peace.
Remember,
no, not Jeff Jelona. This guy with a long hair mullet who sang really. He was like this. He came out. He said, "Hey, I'm gonna sing this song." And I thought this guy's gonna be terrible.
Yeah.
And then he had this beautiful like
country. Oh, your dad come.
No, not like that. But this beautiful like country bluegrass voice. Kind of that nasality that's needed for that type of music. You know what I'm talking about?
This is really niche.
But you know what I'm talking about.
We need to move on.
Because he sounded so good on the whoa. And he sang that song, and that my dad went and saw that, and my dad walked out and said, well, Matthew, that's the best goddamn song I think I ever heard. Fuck the government.
Yo, that song is you're not supposed to like that character.
You're not supposed
He is violent. He's an alcoholic.
My dad.
He is a terrible person.
In my dad's defense, it wasn't the show of Big River. It was a Pops concert.
Got it.
To raise money. So, Pops and Pie.
That song was sung at a Pops concert.
It's Oklahoma. A lot of people enjoyed him singing about government.
Not River in the Rain.
No.
Not Muddy Water.
Oh, no, they sang Muddy Water.
Not even Waiting for the Light to Shine.
Oh, they sang that, too. They went to Muddy Water, and then they went into Waiting for the Light. Now, that was sung by Jeff Jelona, Vicky Jelona's husband. Rest in peace. He died of cancer, actually. When you go to Ardmore Cancer Center, when you ring the bell, it's Jeff Jelona that donated it. He's a white man, and he was singing Muddy Water and Waiting for the Light to Shine because there wasn't
waiting
really...
Waiting for the Light to Shine is Huck Finn.
Oh, that's Huck Finn. He did sing Muddy Water, though.
Well, Huck Finn does sing Muddy Water.
He didn't sing that part.
But not Jim's part.
He sang the Jim part.
Okay.
He sang the duet part, you know, with Jim. They sang that part.
How many times do I have to tell you, don't do a show with black people in it if you don't have black people to cast?
It's true.
How many times do I have to say this? There are so many musical theater shows with roles that aren't written for people who of color to do.
In fact,
so
there's an inadequate amount of people
them.
Of color shows. So yeah, they did it.
There are so many shows you can do, like Hairspray. Oh, wait, not that one. Because it's all about race and race conflict.
Do people do Hairspray without black?
Yes, you remember there was a one in Texas that the licensing people actually had to say, you can't do this. Is it important for the show? That these characters are portrayed by people of color because that is the theme of the work.
Wow.
Or one of the themes, I should say. Yeah. So it had to be written into the casting agreements.
Well, Dad loved that song. He loved that song. God rest him. Loved it. Y'all, by the way, if you don't like the government, That's fine. The best way,
vote.
The best way you can change it is vote. You're getting this early on a Monday night. Some of you on the free feed, it's probably a little too late. Your polls are probably closed. But for you on Monday night on the
and if you didn't vote, play, shame on you. I don't like to shame people often.
Yeah.
Unless they're bad at sex, but
yeah.
I shame people for not voting. If you did not vote and you're listening to this, know that you have my shame.
Some people do feel like it's their right not to vote, though.
Who?
I've heard people say that. I don't agree with that.
I guess it is their right.
Yeah, but I just feel like...
Doesn't make them not shitty.
Especially in this day and age. I do feel like, for sure, don't bitch about it if you vote.
Don't you dare open your mouth.
Don't you tweet about somebody doing something. Don't you Facebook and bitch about it. If you didn't vote, sit down on your hands and shut your mouth.
I'm okay with saying that if you're not someone who votes, you must not really care about the condition of your life.
So let's talk about butter.
Let's move on.
Let's talk about butter.
She keeps saying things like her agenda was always to get to the U.S. She's coming in really hot.
Really hot.
And then she even asked, would you ever take her back? Or I think the producer asked.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't know.
I don't know.
Gotta work on our problems.
Possibility. You know, I don't want to get my heart broken again, Mom. Mm.
And she's, meanwhile, Natalie is tweezing and doing her makeup so she looks the best possible.
Yeah, she really went all in. Her eyeshadow is very, I don't like this it is too
the,
much.
This is the thing. She's behaving like... I will get the man back. I'll get Mike back by looking the best I possibly can.
Yeah.
And at the same time, she calls Josh, and then she uses this as a rubric. Josh has never offered to help my mother.
Josh doesn't know your mother.
I know. Like in Josh barely knows you.
Barely knows you. And in Mike's defense, Mike actually says, I'm not doing this for Natalie, even though he is. But he said, I know her mother and I love her mother.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, it...
Trailer and Wood was my first home. That Wood. Made me laugh. Trailer and Wood.
Trailer and Wood, my first home.
So, y'all, she calls Josh and she tells him. So, Josh knows about Skvim. And he says, I'm in the Wood to see Mike.
And she said, you're talking to me like a friend. And he said, well, you're a little uncomfortable and acting a little odd with this. And you're a little confused right now.
Yeah.
So therefore, that makes good job, Josh. He said, so therefore, I'm a little confused.
I think that's a fair response. Now, Natalie won't understand that.
No.
Yeah.
And then she just said, I see familiar trees. I have to go. And then hangs up the phone.
Familiar Trees is a great college band name. Familiar Trees.
Oh, Natalie.
We're here at Flamin' Pete's. Every Friday, beginning at 11:30.
What was the one place called in North Texas? Some Pete's, wasn't it?
I can't remember.
Where everybody went. You know, I never went to any of those bars and clubs and heard live music when I went to North
Texas. What is wrong with you?
I never went to Fry Street once.
You could see such good music there.
I know. I never. And Fry Street's gone now, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think so. Such good music.
I know. I was friends with the queer dude who held me hostage. I was.
But she never let you go out?
No. No, she wouldn't let me go. We lived in fucking Flower Mound. Dumb move.
I was friends with the queer dude who held me hostage.
She did. She wouldn't let
me
go.
That's kind of what happened.
Because she tried to hold you hostage once I left.
Yeah, and I broke free.
You did.
No, you can't tame me.
No.
Yeah. Can't put shackles on me unless I ask you to. Unless I consent.
So let's talk about Debbie. Actually, let's take a commercial
break. Good idea.
And then we'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai.
Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens. To Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope.
Oh, man. Please.
Y'all, Jake and I say that to each other all the time now.
When you say please, something.
Please. Please, Mike, give me a kiss. Please.
It never gets old for me when she forgets herself and has to say please.
Mark my words. Mark them. You're going to miss her when she's not
I think you're pillow. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
She's abhorrent. I did see which. There was a fiance, 90-day fiance tweet that said, guess what was inscribed in both the rings that Kimberly gave Usman?
What?
Hashtag I won.
No.
Yes.
No.
Absorb that.
No.
Yes.
No, it was not.
It was. That was.
You saw the picture, the proof?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that makes me sick to my stomach.
Can't you see it, though?
Yeah,
she even said that. I won.
Wow.
Yeah, it's gross.
Gross. I come to the point of they're kind of perfect one another. They're both just living out their own con, in a way.
It's disgusting.
All right, y'all, let's talk about Debbie. So, Tony flies back to Vegas. God, this is moving so fast. He's flying back to Vegas to help her pack.
You're like all of her friends.
It's true.
Debbie, this is moving so fast.
It's moving so fast. Well, guess you'll just have to wait for the dust to settle or watch the sand.
Live. Mom, I don't know if I want to move to Canada. It's cold. What if I freeze off?
Put down, BB.
Oh, here comes Santa Claus again.
I need to get my cooter licked.
Oh, no. Mom, you know it makes me laugh. It's ticklish. That Santa Claus beard.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa. Comes.
Has Debbie's vulva been a good vulva this year?
Barbecue sauce.
Wow.
You know what? That was almost as gross as our ghost theater.
I stand behind that gross ghost theater.
I apologize
and
for it.
And one of those ghosts stood behind the other one and rough fucked it.
And rough fucked each other over a grave.
Yeah.
While Kevin watched.
And
y'all, that's on our Love During Lockup. We apologize for that. I do.
I don't apologize.
Little doesn't. But apparently y'all really enjoyed the ghost fucking theater.
Well, I think most of them were appalled, and then that changed into enjoyment later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, that's one of the reasons that if someone would tell me that comedy did that for them, our comedy, I think that's a badge of honor.
I wonder if Christina could edit like Slimer and Casper just fucking each other on that.
Christina, we're going to need you to put all your skills. You could.
Don't do that.
I think Slimer would be the bottom.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Wait, is Casper of age? I think we got to back that one back because we don't want to deal with underage ghosts.
I don't know if Slimer is.
We don't know. He could be a teenager. That's true. I mean, he really can't talk.
This is a weird area. I don't know if it matters if ghosts are of age.
Well, that's true because they live forever. So I guess they're timeless. But still, when Casper comes to life in the Casper movie, he was a teenage boy. And we all had,
I don't think he was teenage. I think he was tween age.
Well, I was that age. Yeah. And it was part of a lot
and
of our
song,
sissies.
Remember Me This
yes,
Way.
It, the sissies and I have talked about this. It was a part of a lot of our sexual awakening.
A lot of our sissies were humping a pillow.
Oh, because I was a tween too. I was like the exact same age, and I went, "Oh my God!"
That was Devin Sawa, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Y'all were humping your pillows. I never saw the movie. I
think you missed your time on it.
I think I'm past it.
I'd watch it now. It'd be fun. But next
fucking
year.
Casper, you kidding me? Fuck it. So she's cleaning out everything, and I wrote down, does everyone's garage have the requisite exercise bike that no one uses anymore?
I think so, yeah.
You have to. Y'all, come at us if you don't have an exercise bike in your garage.
I don't, but I don't have a garage. I do.
Yeah, but you're not.
It's not a garage I drive in. Yeah. It's like a storage, but it just has all of our t-shirts that y'all didn't buy. And
the women's styles.
Oh, we want women's sizes, and we want the gray shirt. Then we go on the live show. We need more black and men's sizes.
Today's just a day. You're just airing grievances.
We just might as well donate them to Goodwill right now and get a tax write-off. Anyway, I do have a wheelchair in mind, but not a bike. But that's only for Carl's wife.
So there, we're seeing she's like, I'm going to see if there's anything that Colts wants to take. And then she's got the ashes of the kitties. And then
she realizes Colt took the ashes.
Which he said he wanted to. She just was kind of shocked that he just went to the house and took them. Which I kind of get.
But I would, if someone has someone's ashes for 13 years,
no,
I
kind of get why she was upset.
Hey, Mom. On Thursday, I'm going to head over after lunch and grab Dad's ashes. Do you need anything from Walmart? Because it's by that neighborhood market there, and I'll grab you some stuff.
Yeah.
Even if it's in a text like that.
No, I agree. Yeah. Maybe they weren't getting along that much.
Maybe.
She even tells Tony, don't defend him if he gets on my case. And that's when he says, the only person I care about is you. Again, not, it feels like.
He said, I don't care what he thinks. And I wrote, you should. You don't have to bend over backwards, but it's not like, A, you've ever met him. I think at first, when you first meet someone, you should want to make a good impression on someone's kid.
I agree.
If it's 6 months down the road and they're acting like an asshole, fuck them.
Yeah, it is a little weird. It seems like...
I'm interested. Why do you feel like he should care about her kid?
It means something to her.
Exactly. Yeah. To me, that is the common sense you go to. So I feel like it's a bit of a red flag to me that he seems so defensive, kind of like, fuck this guy.
The other red flag for me is he wants her to come join his life, and I wonder how much she'll have to accommodate to his life.
Yeah. He can't drive, so is he getting a chauffeur?
A chauffeur? I'm just going to take you all around,
no,
Tony.
I don't want to put on that hat,
Mom. Do I have to wear
Mom?
One of those peewee you put on with half my ass, you two?
No, I get freaked out when you make left turns. I get all woozy.
I'm going to put my hair down on my face again if you're not careful.
No.
So.
Let's kill it, Mom.
Y'all, they're at dinner, which it's some awful restaurant.
This is the first time
Colt and that beard.
And Vanessa.
I do like Vanessa.
Colt and his beard.
She hasn't seen Vanessa since they like,
right.
Since the tell-all. Y'all every remember, time I think that of, did not go good.
Every time I think about Vanessa, I think of her just having to be pummeled under Colt's doughy body
with that,
for multiple times a day with her with that
Merlin beard
with
kind
that
of,
yes.
E. coli just on top of top of her
filled with fecal matter,
yes,
and just like I said before, a car wash feeling of just like those big yeah. things at a car wash running through her. Put your mic condo back on.
God, I love talking about this show.
So there, he kind of says, so why do you guys want to, what do you guys like about each other?
I feel it's destiny.
And I'm like, no, destiny's in Northern California.
Dude, I'm right here.
Or destiny's stripping down the street right now.
Yeah.
It's not destiny. You know what it is? It is convenience.
Yeah.
That's the way it starts to feel to me. I don't want to judge too harshly because I don't know what someone who's 70 feels like. Maybe they're thinking, I don't have much time left. I want to spend it with someone. Maybe it's not. Maybe it is settling for her. And maybe she would say, is that what's so wrong about settling at 70?
It's just the fear of being alone.
I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be settling at 70. I'd still be marrying husband 8.
12. You know what? It's not about. I
and
do feel like
99.
It's all about. It's never too late. It's never too late to cultivate your happiness. And
yeah.
But the problem is, she's been in a relationship with her son for 13 years.
Yeah.
So it really is, Debbie can't stand being alone, but I understand that at 70 years old, it feels overwhelming.
Yeah.
Like, I bet, I could see them working out because I bet she doesn't mind adjusting to his life because...
I could see them working out too.
So, because also Debbie's of a different time. Mm-hmm. She's 70, and she's married young, so she's, in a way, she is used to a man taking care of her.
Yeah, and she's used to kind of looking past things that she doesn't like.
Yeah, like Debbie doesn't know how to go online and pay her bills.
No.
Colt sets all that up yeah. for her, so now Tony will set that up for her.
So he even says, why do you love my mom? Which is a weird thing to say.
Tell me your Colt without telling me your Colt. Why do you love my... Because the way he said it, why do you love my mom?
So why do you love my mom?
And Tony's like, well,
we get along and we can talk about anything. We can talk and talk and talk. We both like soup.
Like soup. Macaroons. Just the chocolate ones.
And then how long?
Ooh, now yeah. I want a macaroon. Why'd I say that?
Oh, Lord. With the coconut kind or the macarons?
I don't want the coconut. I want the macaron.
The French macarons, yeah.
Were the macarons very good in France?
They're good anywhere you can get them. Okay. Well, I shouldn't say, but that's where I first had them.
Yeah, okay.
Now you can get macaron everywhere. I'm not going to say macaron anymore.
Macaron sounds like a sexual position where like two, what is the sexual, is that where two guys just, fuck you on both ends. Or?
Two twinks have you in the middle.
Uh-huh.
And there's no penetration.
Okay.
But
it's not the French way.
No. There's no penetration.
Uh-huh.
But strangely, there's a lot of like almond butter and marzipan.
Oh, okay.
Involved there.
And a lot of cigarette smoking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That made you miss France, didn't it?
A little bit. A good, sturdy twink backbone.
Wow. That made my face go, ugh. But you know what? I called it. Because you were like, oh, Colt's going to be so upset. And I went, no, he's not. He's Colt because he's kind of... And Vanessa's fucking
glowing.
Yes, she's like, whee!
And
but Colt says, well, I guess this is the last time we're going to see one another. Sure am going to miss you. This will be weird.
And Colt says, you're going to miss me? And Debbie's like, are you kidding me? You've been always a part of my life since then. So I feel like this was that we're getting towards the end. And then Debbie says, you're going to miss me? And he says, a little, a lot. And that's the kind of sweetest moment we got.
Yeah, and they hug, but I don't.
It's weird.
It's weird.
It's weird. Let's move on to the disaster that is Tiffany.
So long. It's are this these
single life so long.
Single life is so long for us.
It is. Well, we talked like 20 minutes about Puglia.
That was you.
Oh, and then but then we also talked about Love is Blind. So
Tiffany's making some snacks, y'all. Mom Maggie comes over, and I went, oh, Mom's coming over to talk. And I went,
she's dating.
Let's just get to it. She met a guy she met on a dating app. She meets Dan, who's 30. He's cute.
He is. Red flag, comedian. I know that's for some of y'all think that's cute. I'm going to say no.
I will say this. A comedian, especially if they do stand-up comedy, they will choke you in bed.
Yeah, but here's what I can tell you.
They're not going to finish because they're going to just start talking about themselves or finishing their set.
I can't give you a generalized reason not to date a stand-up comedian, but just trust me when I say stay away.
I mean, I did stand-up for a little bit, and I...
You weren't really a stand-up.
I wasn't, and I left, honestly, because it's probably better now, but the culture of it was so bro-y, and I never felt unsafe. Like, no one ever, it was LA, so all the guys were nice and stuff like that. But I also never felt super safe. Yeah. And not just the men, it was either straight men and also very kind of women had to be very aggressive as well. And so they're just, I just didn't find my place in it.
There's not a lot of happiness.
And I was a happy stand-up comic.
Right.
Like, that was kind of part of my brand. I was happier. And it just didn't go good.
And there are some who aren't super dark. He also is a teacher, I should say. So he's probably a part-time
Where's Tiffany living
person.
In Denver?
Maryland.
Maryland.
Where have you been?
The rain.
Denver. They're on this date. They're riding horses, which they don't do very long.
This feels like a lot to me for a first date.
I agree.
But you could show a guy riding a horse how you're going to ride that dick.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have to advertise that. I've already sent pictures.
Okay. and videos with freeze frames and arrows.
And a couple testimonials.
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple Yelp reviews.
No, not on actual Yelp, of just guys yelping going oh. Poodle, I want to stop.
You don't stop. Get back into it.
So they do the horse stuff.
And Dan's like, well, he doesn't look like a murderer.
So they just kind of stare immediately. I was like, what's your crazy pickup lines? And I'm thinking, this is
I think there's a better way for us to do this.
Okay.
I think, y'all, it's time.
Okay, here we go.
It's time for 90 Day Reality Gates Single Life Theater.
That's what we need. We need to keep that because I can do the harmony.
No, I like doing the harmony sometimes. I've done it and you like it.
It's always a little off.
I'll do the harmony next time and you'll do the melody then.
You need to stay.
Well, then what? It went fine.
No, I'm saying,
time.
No, you started doing the melody again. No, it's changed.
No, I don't know. Well, you were off. I needed to help you.
I was fine. And if I am off, I don't want help. I wouldn't be off, because I know that. I know that melody long enough. Let's move on. I'll be playing you the role of Tiffany. You'll be playing comic.
I'm going to play Dan.
Whatever the fuck his name is. Dan.
By the way, nice dick, decent balls, good
it's
butt.
It's mid.
But it's really his
at
butt.
Best. Yeah.
It's born to be a bottom.
She doesn't know what that is. She doesn't know what to do with that.
She doesn't know what to do with that.
At the end of the day, she's just a little basic.
And scared.
Tiffany. Yeah.
I'm scared.
Anyway. Ruled by fear.
All right. And action.
Well, riding horses was fun.
Yeah, boy, you got a killer smile. Killer smile.
Oh, great. Thank
great.
You.
Great. Yeah.
Thank you.
Great. Cheers. Cheers.
So what's your like
what?
What's your damage?
What?
What? Tell me what's wrong. Tell me what's wrong with you. No, something's got to be wrong.
Nothing's wrong.
What's
I'm
your
just
pickup
having a
line?
Oh, my pickup line. Oh, is that...
This is like from a dating show from the 90s. That's what last time I dated.
Yeah. my pickup line is...
I'm so nervous.
Is, okay. My pickup line is that a... Is that a snake in your pants, or are you happy to see me? Oh, wait, sorry. That's Maddie's pickup line. That's not Dan's pickup line, because he's not gay. Sorry, continue.
Anyway.
What's yours?
Mine is, hey, are you South African, or are you just happy to see me?
Oh.
Get it?
No, I don't get it.
I should tell you.
What is there?
Can we talk about relationships now?
Sure, I guess. It seems sudden. I've just had it, just having a Merlot right now.
No, it's
now.
Time.
Okay.
It's time.
All right. What would you like to talk about?
When's your last relationship?
Oh, you know, I got out of a relationship. There was a little bit of like, you know, some cheating.
Oh, I'm sorry. You
know? Not on my part. Not on what, wasn't me. Wasn't me. Don't look at me
better
like
not
that.
Better not have been.
Oh, okay, this is... Congrats. Oh. You know, what about, I feel like you want me to ask you about you, like your dating history.
What do you mean?
Go ahead and just tell me. It seems
how
like
long you got?
I mean, how do I say this? Let's say it's kind of been on and off again for the last 6 years.
Oh, okay. It's a long time.
Well, let's just say, how do I say this? How do I make this as short as possible?
Did you meet him in South Africa? Is that why?
Well, it's interesting. Like, I had a friend, and a friend wanted to, like, go to someplace else. So I'm like, what about to go to South Africa? And then I meet this guy with who's, like, a head like a potato. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm of course not going to like this guy, but I can't stop thinking about him.
Oh, so a bang trip.
Not at all.
Oh, okay.
No, but then, like, our souls connected. So,
oh, okay.
You know that works. So I went back, and I couldn't stop thinking about him.
Uh-huh.
And then I really kind of, like, jazzed up my son into maybe going back with me. See how this, yeah.
Because that's his
good for kids.
That's his father.
No, not at all. His father's dead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we go back to I took my son to South Africa. Uh-huh. Then we get engaged. He proposes on a big rock.
Oh, really?
Then I go back.
Okay.
Take my son back and forth a couple times.
Oh, okay.
It's good to drag your kids wherever you go.
Does he like, but not his dad. Okay.
So then, but it's like his dad, kind of.
Okay.
It's good to get kids interested in other men to let them know what having a couple dads is like. So then we come back. I found out he's got a gambling addiction. Didn't know.
Oh.
Didn't know.
Yeah, didn't know that was a thing.
Did see a lot of poker chips in his car, but didn't think anything of it.
Okay.
Anyway.
That's not.
My son's calling him dad now.
That's money.
It's great. We get married.
What?
We got married, but let me say, I picked him up from gambling rehab and Christian gambling rehab, and then we got married the next day. It was really fun. It was a beautiful wedding.
Okay, well.
And my son was there, and his family was there, and then we had a baby.
Check, please.
Just one thing you have to watch out for in South Africa, just my 2 cents.
Yeah.
Human trafficking, my boy.
Again, check, please. Check, please.
And scene. Can you imagine hearing that story?
Tiffany does not know how to date.
No. No, she didn't spill all of it, but she basically gave enough to let him know that she had a lot of baggage.
She had a lot of baggage.
This is the thing, y'all. You can date if you have children. You can date if you've been married before. You
can even date if you're separated and not fully divorced.
Right. You can't date with someone like Ronald attached to you.
You can't. And also the way, can I just explain the way Tania talks about being separated? Like, I agree, Tania needs to be divorced. But she talks about it with the finality that it's done.
Yeah.
Tiffany, you don't get that.
No. No, she. You feel like with this guy, it's almost like she's looking for someone to have fun with until they get back together.
But she's not, because she said to him, I want to find someone who could be my soulmate. She said this on the first date, and I went, no pressure, no pressure. And then Dan responds to that, well, I would love to see you again. I went, oh, shit, he's crazy, too.
Can I kiss you on the cheek? Sure. And I wrote down, too.
That this, I didn't mind. That was
this
sweet
guy's
of me, but...
not. No, I don't have a problem with it. This guy's not enough for her.
He's gonna be too nice.
Yeah, she needs.
She needs some grit.
She needs someone who's gonna fight with her. It always needs to be a fucking opera with her. It needs to be high drama all the time because that's what she's used to. I'm sure that's what it was like growing up for her. That's what she's modeling.
I'm sorry. Do you have a hand mirror around anywhere I can hold up for you?
I know, because I talk about it in therapy all the time.
That was Poodle in your 20s. To
that
be
was
honest,
me.
You're much better now.
Yeah, my 20s, I wanted an opera.
You really did.
Yeah. I sang it, and I wanted a relationship like
you
one.
You really did.
And I got them.
You really yeah. did.
Usually drug-fueled.
You really did.
So... y'all, she's cooking later for the kids. There's a voice text from Ronald. I went, ugh. And she said, my ex, Ronald, is going to be in my life for a very long time because we have to co-parent. And I wrote down.
She's right. He's flirting with me, but I'm not letting that sway me. You wrote down what?
And the thing is, if she really created boundaries, she'd say, Ronald, stop flirting instead of smiling. And she likes it. It's impossible for her to create a boundary with him.
I think it's hard for her. I think Tiffany has a lot of codependent issues. And I think for her, too, even there's a big part of her that doesn't want to be with Ronald, but she feels like if she puts a firm boundary with him, then, because probably what Ronald will do, Ronald will take it out on the kids.
Yeah, probably.
And she knows that.
So
I don't mean that to defend her choices.
No. I understand.
But I
want to
say
saying.
She's in a hard place because he's such a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
She knows that he will weaponize the children against her.
Y'all, an ex like Ronald is poisonous.
He really is.
You just need to hope he dies. Like.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
This guy, I've said this ever since we first gotten introduced to him. He's one of the scariest men in the 90 Day Fiancé universe for me.
He is.
I think every time she goes back to him, she's taking her own emotional health, her own mental health, and her own physical health.
Well, they had I agree.
Yeah.
They had a conversation. And that's where she says, like, stop flirting
with me. Wow, this is dangerous.
She did say stop flirting with me. And Ronald said, I would like to fix things. He said, are you seeing someone? She said, I am. And he said, well, I saw someone too. And he said, but I just realized it won't work with anyone else.
Y'all, this constant love bombing is very, very dangerous.
It sucks because we know they're back together now.
Yeah.
At least that's what we've heard. Is it official or no?
I think it's unofficial.
But Tiffany says... because it makes you have hope. Because Tiffany says, yeah, if he would have done this months ago, maybe, but it's too late and it's not going to help my heart. I don't want this. So it's sad because if y'all didn't know, so you Carl wives are out there thinking maybe she's going to do it and make the break.
She's not, unfortunately.
She's not.
We've seen this happen with her. The only thing that would shock her out of it, sadly, I think, is violence against her. Or violence against one of the children.
Yeah.
I'm saying that, and I know that sounds dark, y'all, but
it's like
I can't see her getting out of this.
She needs a wake-up call.
She's not ready because she's so fucking stubborn. And the thing about it is Tiffany is a smart person.
I think she's stubborn, but I actually agree with you. I think she's stubborn, but also I think she, in a way... is
frustrates the shit out of me.
I think she's stubborn, but I also think that she, it's this, not a hopefulness, but it's almost like she feels a duty. Like, and I get a lot of parents, that's why parents stay together for the kids, but she feels almost like this duty, like, it feels like she owes Ronald something, and no, I'm like, what is that?
I think it's all on her. She doesn't want to fail. It's a fear of that she doesn't want a failed marriage.
Yeah.
Part of her. I think she's one of the cast members of 90 Day who I always think, God, just with a couple of behavioral tweaks, you'd be incredible.
I like a lot of things about her. I think she'd be a fun time and fun to hang out with.
Yeah, but she's a pretty shitty mom.
I'd love to do makeup with her.
I can't with her. She talks big, too. On the tell-all, she always comes off really well.
She's great on the tell-all because she's great at other people's lives, just not her own.
Y'all, there's not a lot of Caesar.
Someone who's not great with his life or anybody else's, there's not. Caesar's doing his, he hasn't heard, Alona and him have been texting every day when they can. His friend April shows up and she's getting her nails done. I don't want to talk about April's red lipstick because it's too dark for the rest of her blonde face.
And is she wearing an applique sweater or maybe it just looked that way?
It looked that way, I think. Yeah, it's not.
Yeah. Looks like something who works in accounts payable she wears.
She does. So Alona, she went to Lviv.
Which is where her father is.
Which her dad is. But Caesar says she won't take any money from him. She won't take anything. And she wants to stay where her dad is.
Yeah.
She does not want to leave. And I like that April says, they're in the middle of a war. And April says, well, if she isn't going to leave for this, what makes you think she's going to come and leave for you? And I went, different circumstance.
It also is that kind of person who, the friend who, y'all, he just needs someone to listen. He doesn't need someone to give an opinion that's pointed towards demonizing her. Yeah.
Undermining his relationship.
Right.
But Caesar's, he said, you know, April says he falls in love fast, but Caesar says being away from her.
This
he
was,
gets choked up.
I went all the way to Ukraine to find her. And I found love. And I found it. And I wrote down, how is it possible? Are you so deluded?
Yes. He went on two dates with her that we saw. Or with three. I think two.
There's two ways of thinking about this.
Kind of three when they left.
You're either a child. And you think, you believe the bullshit that you've created in your brain.
Okay.
Or you're doing this for the cameras.
I think one and two.
Because he seems so sincere.
I don't think Caesar can fake this. I think Caesar actually is a child emotionally. And I think he believes this.
I did have a sissy say, you know, where he was near Camp Lejeune. And you see all those commercials that saying if you were stationed near Camp Lejeune and you drank the water. Have you not seen those commercials?
No.
Oh, they're everywhere. People are filing suits.
Oh, it's like an Aaron Brockovich class action?
Well, yeah, because people drank the water near there. It was polluted. Yeah.
Good luck, Caesar.
I just wrote down, what kind of world do you live in that you had 2 to 3 dates with this woman, a woman you don't speak the language.
But now they are texting every day. You've fallen in love with a dick from afar. Haven't we all?
I'm a romantic that way. So, but you know, unlike Caesar, a dick that's in my zip code always supersedes any dick from afar.
That's true.
Sadly.
Y'all need to be in that 900, y'all.
Let's talk about the sequel to Blue is the Warmest Color.
Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, I want to fuck women. There's like 5 lesbian sissies that just went, yeah!
great, great movie, actually, if you've ever seen it.
I've never seen it.
You haven't, yeah.
I've heard of it, but I've not seen it.
It's a good movie.
Y'all, Tania went swiping.
It's a movie about women who love women, if you didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is, now, this is not as nuanced as that film. You should just know.
Shocking. Okay. Wow, that's a surprise.
I want to talk about this phenomenon that Tania thinks a woman who's just vacation swiping is all of. She's like, I enjoyed her vibes. The question I have for you is, if she's on vacation, how much longer is she there?
Who knows? Just say you don't want a serious relationship.
Right.
Like, just say you want to fuck around and explore your sexuality.
But I think she said, I want to hug. But she even says earlier, I'm really nervous and we vibe really well. So I think she's saying physicality is out for her.
Yeah, she really gets nervous a lot.
This is the thing, y'all. We've said this before. She wants to be the cool girl who's open-minded sexually about everything. She is, at her core, a girl who is, or a woman who is paralyzed by fear and thinking and being afraid of being alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Tiffany. They're having a good time together, by the way. They're like traveling together.
Really?
Can't you see it, though?
Yeah.
Calling themselves bad babes.
Tiffany and Tania? I like that for them.
No, but they're just, they're both such posers, though.
But you know what? Like I said, I have my problems with them, but I bet they'd be fun.
No, they'd be fun. I think
I'd do some shots with them.
Tiffany would be more fun than Tania, but Tiffany would talk about, or Tania would start talking to me about auras and what color, and I'm like, get out of my face.
You would. She would. So she got matched with Rebecca and on this app, and
the other thing about, I just want to say, she's taking more time to get ready for this day. She's like, I'm just so nervous, and she's even more in her head than a date with a man.
Yeah.
And I wrote down, do you think Tania could ever be in a relationship with a woman?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, mm-hmm. I think she'd be too competitive with a woman.
I think that she could thrive on that a little bit.
Interesting.
I think that...
I think she would be in her head too much.
I think she would have to be... Definitely, I think Tania would still need to be the boss.
Yeah.
But I think a more... Tania could be in a relationship with someone like Larly.
Yeah, but I don't think that's what she wants.
No, but I think she could.
Larly from Smothered, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I just... She needs to figure out what her priorities are.
She could be in a relationship like Tia from Love During Lockup.
Oh, Jesus. With her fucking trach scars.
Yeah.
So y'all...
But just better. But yeah, I see that vibe.
The date
her.
Is really...
She brings her vibrator in her purse. Just keeps it in her coin purse in case she wants to use it on her coin purse.
This is all talk.
It's all talk.
She's not going to do that.
She's not going to do that. She's so nervous, she's not going to pull out a vibrator. And so she gets there. Rebecca brings a picnic. Rebecca's adorable.
Yeah.
She looks cute. And
from
so,
Kentucky.
She's like, so you're, yep. She said, but you're just vacation swiping. She's like, yep. As soon as I heard vacation swiping, I would go.
She just wanted to fuck around.
I was like, pressure's off.
Me too.
It's just you kind of just meet and see, like, are we going to fuck or make out or maybe get a wristy behind a palm tree, or are we just going to go our separate ways?
When someone is in town and they're vacation swiping, I think of it as, let's just see if there's chemistry. If there's not, we go our separate ways.
And if there is, he's not letting you go.
If there is...
Not on this trip. Your plans just got canceled.
Gung, 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 gung. Y'all ready for this? You're not.
You're not. You're not.
If you're not ready, we're not going to your hotel because I've got the setup back at my room. I've got the restraints.
The swing just lowers from the ceiling. Do I hear chains? Close your eyes.
Hush.
and put this gag in your mouth.
Wow. So, so Rebecca says, have you ever dated a girl before? And Tania said, just kissed. And that's where Tania says, I just want to explore with another woman. And Rebecca's like, because Rebecca doesn't want to date her. Rebecca's like, that's great.
And the thing is,
everyone should do that.
She's not wanting to explore. She's doing this to be different.
It does feel like she's doing it to be different. It's where, again, tell us, give us Tania vibes when we wanted to call you Tanya.
I just can't. If she was, this is all trying to be a girl who's not like other girls. It is just, it's giving me that energy in a desperate way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she's so freaked out by the end, she can't even basically talk to this woman. Because she says, Rebecca says, I'd be down to see where you can I can go. And she's like, I'm really nervous, so I need to go.
But I like your vibes.
And that's so generic. Yeah. I don't even know what that means.
And that's okay. You don't need to have something specific about someone when you meet them the first time. Like if you meet a guy on a date and you say, hey, I like your eyes and your dick. That's enough.
That's enough.
I'm not even trying to be funny. That's enough on a first date if it's like a vacation swiping hookup thing.
Well, the thing is, I don't think Tania thinks this as a hookup. This woman is merely a step in her journey to finding the next person.
But don't you think Rebecca thinks that this is just
yes!
fun? Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. For Tania, everything is this theoretical journey to finding her soulmate.
She's at the 40-yard line, and yeah. She wants to get
she's
to the 30, to the 20.
She's going to use this woman to decide what she wants or what she doesn't want. That's why it all feels fake to me, and it all feels just self-involved.
I get that.
She's still Tania to me. She started out strong.
She's still Tania to me. As Tania as can be.
Oh, that's the show.
That's the show, everybody.
Why are these shows so long?
Because we talked about that fucking rat.
I won't apologize for being excited about Puglia.
Y'all, go to our TikTok, Reality Gaze. Go to our Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast. Go to our website, realitygaze.com. Go to those Linktree links, and you can get a ticket to see
Twitter for as long as we're there.
Yep. To see me on November 19th, Nikki Levy Show, Don't Tell My Mother. And then you can also see both of us. We're a special guest on Kate Casey's
Yay!
December 3rd show for Reality Life with Kate Casey at the Improv. Both of those shows are in Los Angeles. Go to our Linktree link for the tickets and information. All right.
Puglia's alive!
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.